In a world where billions are spent on persuasion campaigns, sometimes the tiniest changes yield the most dramatic results. Consider the British tax officials who added just one sentence to their collection letters, informing recipients that most citizens pay taxes on time, and watched their success rate jump from 57% to 86%, recovering an additional $560 million. This exemplifies the core insight of the small big. In our information-saturated world, it's not more information that changes behavior, but subtle contextual shifts that transform how information is received and acted upon. This counterintuitive principle challenges our assumption that bigger efforts produce bigger results. Instead, small changes in context, a single added sentence, a slight reframing, or a tiny procedural tweak can dramatically alter outcomes. What makes these small bigs so powerful is how they tap into fundamental aspects of human psychology that operate largely beneath our conscious awareness, influencing decisions in ways we rarely recognize. We're blind to how powerfully others shape our behavior. In energy conservation studies, homeowners consistently rated what neighbors are doing as the least important factor in their decisions. Yet when tested, messages highlighting neighbor conservation habits proved most effective at changing behavior, even though participants couldn't recognize this influence. This principle of social proof works by satisfying three core human motivations: making efficient decisions, affiliating with others, and maintaining a positive self-image. The more specific the social proof, the more effective it becomes. British tax officials found that highlighting local zip code statistics, most people in your town pay on time, increased response rates from 79% to nearly 83%. Our personal identities also drive behavior profoundly. People whose first names share an initial with a hurricane's name are dramatically more likely to donate to relief efforts. Those with our names were 260% more likely to donate to Hurricane Rita relief. Most people experience the cocktail party phenomenon, detecting their name across a crowded room despite being engaged in another conversation. When listing favorite letters of the alphabet, most people unconsciously choose letters from their own names. Simply including someone's first name in communications significantly increases effectiveness. An experiment with British physicians found that including a patient's first name in appointment reminder texts reduced no-shows by 57% compared to unnamed reminders. Interestingly, only first names worked. Full names or formal salutations produced no effect. Going against the crowd literally hurts. When participants in neuroscience studies made judgments contrary to group consensus, their brain's emotion centers activated, the same regions that light up during physical pain. Despite knowing the group was wrong, participants still conformed about 40% of the time. Yet sometimes framing messages in terms of deviation rather than conformity works better. If someone believes covering one's face while sneezing is the norm, a message highlighting the negative traits of non-coverers proves more effective. Conversely, if they believe not covering is normal, emphasizing the positive traits of those who do cover works better. This insight offers a powerful tool. Consider your audience's perceptions before framing your message. If employees believe lateness is common, highlight the positive traits of punctual workers. If they believe lateness is rare, focus on the negative traits of latecomers. We're motivated both to conform to social norms and to define ourselves as unique individuals. Understanding which motivation to trigger can make all the difference in persuasion. The presence of graffiti in an alleyway more than doubled the likelihood of littering, from 33% to 69%. Similarly, 82% of pedestrians ignored "Do Not Enter" signs when nearby bikes violated posted rules, compared to only 27% when bikes were properly parked. Even more concerning, theft rates of money-containing envelopes nearly doubled in littered environments. These findings demonstrate how subtle environmental signals influence behavior without direct commands. The most effective approach isn't just maintaining order, but demonstrating active norm restoration. When cleaning staff work during office hours rather than after hours, it shows ongoing commitment to standards. People who witnessed someone picking up litter were far less likely to litter themselves, 4% compared to 38%. While a messy office refrigerator won't necessarily cause corporate fraud, minor environmental disorder can significantly impact behavior across domains. The cumulative effect of small environmental cues creates a cascade of behavioral changes. This understanding has implications for workplace design and urban planning. Investing in environmental order yields benefits beyond aesthetics. When Manchester United fans saw an injured jogger, over 90% helped when the jogger wore their team's shirt versus fewer than 10% for rival Liverpool's shirt. However, when first asked about being soccer supporters generally, they became twice as likely to help someone in a rival shirt. Companies have applied this principle in post-merger integration by emphasizing industry challenges or shared professional values. Adam Grant suggests an even more effective approach, identifying uncommon commonalities, rare traits or interests shared between new colleagues that distinguish them from others. Discovering team members from merged companies share passions like urban gardening, rare languages, or obscure sports create stronger bonds than common interests. This satisfies people's desire to both fit in with their group and stand out from others. Organizations that identify these shared identities often experience faster integration, reduced conflict, and more innovative collaboration. In the UK alone, missed healthcare appointments cost approximately £800 million annually. The commitment and consistency principle offers a solution. When people make active commitments, especially public ones, they're motivated to follow through. Simple strategies like having patients read back appointment details, reducing no-shows by 3%, or write their own appointment cards, reducing no-shows by 18%, proved effective. The most effective approach combines specific commitments with visible symbols. A California hotel study found guests who committed to towel reuse and received Friends of the Earth pins showed the highest compliance across environmental behaviors. Interestingly, guests given pins without making commitments were even less likely to participate than the control group. For maximum influence, use a two-step approach. Seek specific, voluntary commitments rather than general ones, then create environmental cues that trigger behaviors consistent with the initial commitment. This approach can yield dramatic improvements in follow-through across numerous contexts. The most powerful persuasion strategies often involve the simplest changes. Research shows people consistently underestimate, by about half, the likelihood that others will agree to requests for help. This happens because requesters focus on the costs to helpers if they say yes, while underestimating the social costs of saying no. Expressing genuine gratitude creates powerful influence opportunities. At a fundraising call center, employees who received a simple 16-word expression of gratitude from the director made 50% more phone calls the following week compared to those who received no acknowledgement. In a world obsessed with grand gestures, the small big reminds us that tiny, thoughtful adjustments often yield the most profound results. By understanding the psychological principles that guide human behavior, we can create outsized impact through minimal intervention. Sometimes the smallest changes create the biggest differences. What small shift might transform your effectiveness today?